In this episode of Kids Podcast, I am honored to share wisdom with you about leading kids in your church and in your home. Dealing with kids is hard work, and I'm praying that we add some tools to your tool belt today. So let's dive into today's topic. In this series of Kids Podcast, we continue this whole schmeal on God is greater. We're in a four-part series. This is number 3 in our parent take-home, and we are talking about God's greatness, that He is greater. God's attributes are greater. And we're talking about His many attributes and how they are great over history or His story. That God cannot be less. He cannot be small. He cannot be weak. No matter what the world throws at Him, He is always greater. And for children, this is a big deal because they go through big emotions, things that hurt our hearts, things that keep us awake at night, things that cause us to lash out with unreasonable responses and reactions and emotions. No matter what those big things are, God is greater. And so we've been working with the kids and teaching them to remember this, the saying that when my problems seem great, I know that my God is greater. When my problems seem great, I know that God is greater. So in this whole parent take home podcast, you know, we want to partner with you, mom and dad. We want to provide a resource to you guys so that what the kids are learning in Calvary Kids can be talked about at home and dug in more at home and during the ride to school and to the park and to hockey practice and you name it. You guys are able to learn and grow as a family because, hey, at Calvary Church, we're not just interested in sitting in the pews and hearing Pastor Nick talk about the Bible. We're interested in leading you and your little one into an overflowing life with Jesus. And so this is just one more tool we're putting into your hands to help you guys grow. And so in this series, we've broken it down to 4 parts. In the first week, we talked about God's goodness is greater than my specific evil. And last week, we talked about God's holiness is greater than my sin. This week, we're hitting up the idea that God's justice, that His stance on what is just, is greater than my greed. Right? That's going to be a big one because we do have some greedy kids out there. But next week, stick around because we're talking about God's truth is greater than my lies. And these are very real things that I believe kids go through, that I've seen kids go through, that, okay, fine, let's just be honest. My kids go through these things. And if my kids go through these things, surely your kids also go through these things. And I'm a firm believer that when the scripture says that sin came into the world, what it means is that sin is now in us, that we are born into this life of sin. There is a sin nature. There is this inevitable thing in us that causes us to stand against God's words, God's principles, and His standards. It's in there. The good news is He loves us enough to refuse to leave us that way, and He wants us to grow. He wants us to beat evil, to beat sin, to beat greed, to beat lies, and to take on the heart that He has so that we can be good, that we can be holy, we can be just, and we can be truthful. And so today I want to talk and dig and inherit this idea that I can be like Jesus. I can have the sense of justice rather than greediness. Right? Because we know that our kids, right? They're little greedy little punks. You know it. Why can't you guys just get along? Hey, share with your sister. Hey, that's my wife. You need to share her with me. Hey, that's my mom, not your grandma. I get to hang out with her too. We know our kids. Not only do they eat all their food, they eat their food and my food. Not only do they want that toy, but they want that toy and your toy. Not only do they want, you name it, they also want yours, his, and theirs. We all have seen it as parents. Our kids are just naturally greedy. That's mine. It belongs to me. Give me what is mine. I can't share it. That's me, mine, and mine. Greed. Greed. Now, there is this idea that parents seem to believe they have to get their kids to share. Now, I come from a different perspective. I do not believe that I need to make my kids share. I am not for that. And let me tell you why. Because as an adult, I have fishing rods, right? And I earned that fishing rod, or someone gave me that fishing rod, or I made that fishing rod. Either way, that fishing rod belongs to Pastor Ron. It does not make any sense for you to come over to my fishing hole and be like, hey, grab my fishing rod and start fishing with it. And then I'm like, oh, officer, he took my fishing rod. And then he makes me share. That's not normal. Think about it. How often in our adult life do our bosses, our government, or our law enforcement make us share the property that we own? No, that's not normal at all. So why would we expect to teach small humans to do things that us big humans do not do? So that's my challenge. That's why I don't make my son or daughter share their things. I make them work with what they have, talk it out, and if they choose to share, that's on them. I'm happy to take you fishing, bro. If you want to go fishing, you can text me, find me at church and say, Pastor Ron, I want to go fishing with you sometime. I'll go, and I'm happy to share with you some lures, some my fishing supply, and where I fish at. We will do that. That's fun. But if you're going to go cry about how I'm not sharing with you, I'm just going to be like, see ya. I'm going fishing. You don't got a rod, bro. And I'm okay when my son does not want to share his Nerf gun with my daughter. And I respect my daughter when she does not want to share her Doritos with me. And I'm the sucker when I bring home boba iced tea and my daughter's like, ooh, can I have some? And I say yes, because I love you. Right? So sharing, it's this weird thing that we got to find a balance with. And I don't want to enforce it. All in the world that has this nature of greed and covetry and covetousness and things like that. So, but hey, in Romans chapter 8, we read that all things, everything works together for the good of those who love him, for the good of those who are in a relationship with him, for the good of those who are on his team. All things work for the good. And what's so cool about God is that we do not serve a God that is selfish, that is greedy, that is, well, anything that's bad, really. He is just. He is gracious. He is good. Yeah, he loves me and he wants to share with me. Yeah, he wants what's right and he stands for what's right. Yeah, he's good and he's going to give me only things that are good and not be a punk about it. But more importantly, he's not greedy. He's not the negative side of this. We serve a good God. And that's the mark that we hope our kids are seeing in this message, is that my God's good. And I love my God. And I want to be like my God. Just like my wife is awesome, and I love my wife, and I want to do things for my awesome wife. And I hope that through this example of a relationship with God or with my wife or with my kids, they inherit these attributes, this greatness that he offers to us. And that's what this topic is all about, that God is greater. God is greater than all the bad things that happen in my life. No matter how bad it is, God is greater. And I want to be like him, not like the world. I want to be like what his attributes are and not like what the world is. God is greater. And the only thing that needs to be less is specifically me. Less of me is more of him. I must decrease so that he increases. I am lesser. He is greater. And I'm praying for you and your kids, because I know it's not easy. I've had my kid now. I've done lost count on how old she is, but two of them making me go bald or gray or whatnot. Ugh. And each year gets harder and harder as they experience new emotions and new things. And sometimes I feel like I've been teaching them the same things over and over and over, and they're still not getting it. But hey, that's what parenting's all about, is just doing it again, because the same thing happens in the big world. People tell us over and over the rules and the laws to remind us that we should not be speeding. The speed limit sign is there for a reason. If you keep breaking it, and you, please tell me that y'all have gotten a single speed limit, a speeding ticket, and you stopped speeding. We all know that ain't true. I've had maybe 3 speeding tickets in my entire life, and I still speed by 5 miles an hour. It's true. And I can't tell you how many times I'm on Facebook, and there's always those game warden videos about fishing. I get a lot of fishing videos that could push my way. But one of the ones is how the game warden comes to the fishing hole and he's all like, "Oh, you guys have too many fish. The krill limit is this, and we're going to have to bust you up now." But guys, you guys know the rules. You're grown adults. Why are you breaking them? And this is true for adults, so it has to be true for young people. They just forget, just like we forget. And we have things that we want to do, just like they have things that they want to do. And we are greedy that they are greedy. But hey, we serve a good God. And he has this way of using these bad stories and these greedy moments and turning them for positive. And so, yeah. In my past, I remember the times of when I was a single child, then adopted into a blended home, and then had to share my life with 3 siblings, then adopted into another blended home because of family dysfunction, and then had to share with those 3 siblings and my cousins. And then, yeah, it was hard not to pout, to whine, to cry when I did not get my way or what I thought was mine. It was hard to see that there was different things going around with different kids. It was hard growing up, right? But all things work out for the good of those, right? Romans chapter 8, all things work out for the good, for those who are in a relationship with him. And so through my growing up, I developed a relationship with Jesus, and I wanted goodness in my life. I wanted that justice in my life. I did not want to be greedy. I did not want to be a whiner. I do not want to be a pouter. I do not want to be a complainer. I do not want to be a crier. I do not want that negative lifestyle. And so I began to take on those things. And I could have been a drug dealer. I could have been some Joe Schmo doing ungodly, mafia-like nonsense. But I became a kids pastor. And I love it. Absolutely love it. Because I trusted in a good God. So even though your kids might be a little no good, dirty, rotten, pig-stealing farmers, if we can help them to look to Jesus, that he is greater, there's a good chance, a very good chance, that he will captivate their hearts and he will change their hearts, that he will do his thing and call them to be greater. And so that's what I have for you guys today. It's a big, big series, but God is bigger. And so if you have questions, feel free to hit me up. You know where to find me. Until next time, everybody say, bye, Pastor Juan. Thank you for listening. Smash those like buttons, turn the bells blue, or whatever the kids are doing these days. At the end of the day, our goal is to raise little people to one day become big people. You can find older archived podcasts on our YouTube channel and support what we do at RonGaleMinistries.com. Enjoy!